trial chamber imposed their sentence of 50 years on Mr. Taylor, having found him guilty on 11 counts for aiding and abetting and also planning attacks on civilian populations in Sierra Leone.
What kind of message does a 50-year sentence send to others and to the world?
This is a very important message in the sense that 50 years for Mr. Taylor, who is 64 years old at this time, underscores the seriousness of the crimes, according to the trial chamber. The presiding judge, Justice Richard Lustig, has said Mr. Taylor abused his position as president of Liberia and, of course, betrayed the confidence that was placed on him by the entire international community to help bring peace to the country.
You've spent the last 5 years covering this trial and interacting with a lot of people from Sierra Leone. Do you get a sense of what they were feeling today, if they were happy with the verdict, if not, what the scene was like with them?
Here in The Hague, at the court premises, we had a number of Sierra Leoneans who were out there with their banners, some saying that they wanted justice for people who suffered gruesome acts perpetrated by rebel forces in that country. And others had banners that read that nobody can get away with impunity in this day and age. And there were several of those by Sierra Leoneans who themselves were displaced by the war and found themselves in the Netherlands here. Under the banner of the Sierra Leone Central Union, they converged in front of the court's premises today to just send out various messages meant to the court.
And what was it like inside the court? What was Charles Taylor's demeanor?
Well, he looked really very calm. At some point, you see that he was very much, he looked very uneasy, especially when the presiding judge was citing some of the acts that he's alleged to have supported the commission in Sierra Leone, and how he in fact had betrayed the confidence placed on him. So he looks very uneasy.
So his sentence of 50 years, when will he begin serving that? Where will he serve it? Because there was a word from Britain that they were willing to let him serve it in a prison there. How will all of this play out?
First of all, he will be compensated for time served in detention for the duration of this trial. That will start, of course, from March 2006 when he was taken into custody. Of course, the parties have 14 days from today to submit a written notice of appeal to the chamber if they so wish. And I guess Mr. Taylor's lawyers are going to appeal. The lead counsel for his appeal has indicated today that they will appeal the decision of the trial chamber. But of course, if his sentence is upheld on appeal, which might take several months from today, he will serve his sentence. Currently, we have an agreement with the UK government, the United Kingdom, where he will serve his sentence.
You mentioned the defense is looking to appeal. Prosecutors have also indicated that they may appeal because they were looking for a sentence of 80 years. In fact, I believe that one of the prosecutors said that this 50-year sentence looks like a, quote, volume discount.
The prosecution has been measured in it. It's in discussing this particular issue. Of course, they have said they are going to first review, the judgment. There's a judgment. The full judgment is about 2,500 pages. So they are going to examine the provisions of that and will decide what to do next. They have not said categorically what they're going to do, but obviously in these trials, in the past, both sides have always appealed decisions, even where there's a conviction and sentence.